TR.
N0FMD,
this is N0TR. The name here is Tom, and I'm mobile Greer, South Carolina. Over.
We talked a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I've recently moved into the area from Colorado. The name here is Steve.
Yeah, I remember that now, Steve. You're a little white noise in there, but you're very copyable. We're just headed out to the kids' lake house. My wife just, how do you say that, Bernice? She made a new cover for the sofa at their lake house and pillows for it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I didn't know how well I would be hitting the repeater. Is it not full quieting?
At that time, I'd say it was about 80%. You come up good. I don't know what the difference is, but works real good, Steve. Well, what are you up to today? I was going to take a fishing rod and throw it in the lake, but last time I looked at my weather station, it was 17 miles an hour wind and gusting probably even higher than that.
It's been a bit windy here. We live in Piedmont, and gusty off and on. No, just taking care of vehicles, trying to get them washed and spend a little time detailing.
Good luck with that. As soon as you get done this afternoon, you can come and do mine. We just did, in fact, my wife did my Tacoma. Probably 3-4 days ago, and it's supposed to be brown, but it's yellow. Luckily, the Avalon here, it's still white, but it's been parked inside.
I was going to say, I only know how to do certain colors, and you mentioned brown, so one of my vehicles is brown. I've got a red and yellow one, and I've got another yellow one, and I've got a big green, ugly green, rusty one, and so pretty much cover all colors here.
Fine business, Steve. Well, you're sly on that answer there. Wow, there's a curve here that you wouldn't believe. Going down by the Greer Raceway here now. It goes down in a big hole, but I think I still got pretty good coverage. If you turn left at the bottom of this hill, you go to the Greer Racetrack, and if you turn right, and you go past this beautiful old dam, and I can't tell you the name of the lake. It's a very small lake, and restricted access to it in a small community around it. Boy, the water is coming over that sucker lake. You wouldn't believe.
So you're talking up north, sort of the north west corner of the upstate?
Yes. And actually, I don't even know in my memory where Piedmont's at, but I know it's close, and I've heard it a million times. But being from Kansas, you know, we're a little bit slow, Steve. We live north of Highway 29, straight north of Greer, between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson.
Piedmont is, well, our house is basically Highway 85 and South Carolina 86. So if you know where that is, I kind of have an idea where Greer is. I think it's up around. North of Greenville, I assume.
Roger, this is N0TR. Steve, we're 14 miles northeast of Greenville. And if you turned off of Highway 29, you would turn on Highway 101. And, we're about 5 miles north of all of the big things like Lowe's and Home Depot and all of that stuff. more rural when we moved here 9 years ago, but now they're building communities around us, which stinks, but progress, you know how that is.
She's been out here about 11 years, and she's really seen a lot of growth, especially up in the Greenville area. She lives in, well, Powdersville, Easley, that area. And we moved out here, oh, it's been 11 months ago, to be closer to her and the son-in-law and the grandson from Colorado. So we're just learning the area, trying to get to know places around here.
Steve, if you're ever up this way, we'll stop by and have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake or something. My wife and I have been married 52 years, and we got two daughters, one in the Detroit area, and the other one is an engineer down here at General Electric, and her husband's an engineer. We got two grandsons here. But we moved from Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we dearly love it down here. I'll never forget Colorado, though. They sent me out to the work on the water treatment plant for the city of Denver. And it was at Littleton, Colorado. And, oh, boy, that's God's country, Steve. I really loved it up there. It's tremendous. Of course, I love the outdoors and got to see some those bighorn sheep and all kinds of things up there when I was working at that water treatment plant. It was outside of Denver, but it was for the city of Denver.
Copy that. Was it right up against the foothills? Would it be west of C-470, or was it a little bit closer to downtown Littleton?
It was out in the sticks, out by the country club. It was the Foothills Water Treatment Plant, as I remember it. Means you mentioned that that name. I think that was the name of it.
Yeah, I know pretty well where that is. We lived in Colorado Springs for, oh, probably 35 years before we moved out here. And we are certainly appreciating the warmer weather and lack of snow. They've been nailed by snow this year.
Yeah, I always tell people I throw that in the ditch when we left Toto and Dorothy, both of them from the Wizard of Oz up in Kansas. Yeah, I started out at 14 years old on a Cushman motor scooter throwing 135 newspapers every morning at daybreak, and in the snow and ice, and then I delivered drugs for a year or two for Lindbergh Drugstore on a Yamaha motorcycle in the weather, rain or shine. And so I know what you're talking about, by golly, with that bad weather. Well, you know, my daughter said it never snows down here. If it does, it's gone in a day. And when we moved down here 9 years ago, I guess, when it Bernice, there was 12 inches of snow. Let me see, it was 9 inches of snow, and it was 12 degrees. I'll never forget that. And I called her up, and I said, "You said it didn't snow down here." It did, but that's the only time I've ever seen that much snow down here in 9 years. Other than that, it's just been a dusting, and then it's gone the very next day.
With 9 inches of snow, everything pretty much comes to a halt.
This is N0 TR. Yeah, Steve, with the dusting of snow, it cripples them down here. they just collapse whenever it's like a COVID-19 virus.
They all shelter inside. N0 FMD for ID.
Something they're not accustomed to, that's for sure. Oh, I like to see it. Like this year, it covered the grass almost, but it was gone the next day. the boy shoveling that stuff, wow. I couldn't do it now. I have a heart problem, and just no way. It just has to stay, and we shelter inside if it gets that way. But the old heat pump was really, it was stretching it, because at the time when we moved here, before we got new windows and things like that, I could see the curtains moving on the west end of the house during that storm, and that's not a good feeling.
Wind associated with that too?
No, nothing compared to back home. The highest we've ever had in 9 years, I think so far, has been 31 miles an hour, and I kind of questioned that after that last storm, because it seemed like the gusts were higher than that, but that's what my weather station said. It's on a telephone pole out in the front yard, but I question it once in a while, because exact north is on about 4 foot away from the telephone pole, so I don't know if that would have caught it or not. They said the gusts that night were as high as 58 in this part of the country, but thank God we didn't see it. But the winds have never been like that. I might add, my neighbor said one time when a hurricane come through down by Charleston, he said it blowed for several days, and they do get the outer bands here, and a lot of rain from it occasionally. But we've only seen that once, and it's nothing compared to Kansas or Colorado.
There's one thing I've mentioned, or I've noticed out here, is the relative lack of wind. It wasn't uncommon in Colorado Springs to get sustained winds of, 30, 35, 40 miles an hour, and gusts. Last summer, we had a storm come through that we had gusts of 90 miles an hour there in Colorado Springs. It was not a tornado. It was just high sustained winds for a few hours. So it wreaked some havoc on trees and fences and whatnot. But yeah, that's one thing that I do appreciate out here is lack of wind.
God's country, and I'm afraid too many people are finding out about it. I see a lot of New York tags down here, unfortunately. Let them stay where they're at up there. My nephew had my great-great-nephew had a job at Bloomingdale's in New York City there, right by the Brooklyn Bridge there, up until last year. And I told his dad, who's we just love him to death. He's a farm boy from Kansas, but he's also a medical scientist now and been a CEO of a drug company many years. I told him, I said, you get Brendan out of that town. I said, when we landed there at LaGuardia the other day, coming up to his place, I said, it looked like a bunch of maggots down there. And I said, if ever there's going to be a terrorist attack or ever there's going to be a pandemic, I said, that'll be the place. And sure enough, that's where it was. But fortunately, he got a job back in Boston, and he's working from home. And the his other son is also doing his college work from home on the computer. Our daughter's an engineer, and she's working from home. You need me to pull down in there further, Bernice? So we're very thankful for that. And everybody's doing fine, and they're still working. God bless everybody that's really having a rough time out there. Times are tough right now, and we hope it gets back to normal. Although I'm a little skeptical about them opening things up yet. I guess we'll have to leave that to the experts, Steve. Go ahead.
It's uncertain times right now. We just keep praying for our kids that they stay healthy and somewhat gainfully employed. The daughter here works for IVC, International Vitamin Company. She's a PhD research scientist for them. And then the son-in-law works for the same company in Anderson at one of their manufacturing facilities. So they've been able to work from home most of the time, which is good. Have another daughter out in Portland, Oregon, who works in the food service industry, and she's struggling. Just recently had our second grandchild, and so they're struggling a bit, but they're keeping their chin up and just praying that things will work out. N0FND.
It's N0TR. Well, you know, this is really a learning process for everyone, and it's in some respects it's taking people back to self-sufficiency, and there is a positive lesson to be learned from that. We just hope that that lesson is short-lived and long remembered. We had some tough times, you know, trying to make a living back when I first got out of the service and come home to Kansas. It was rough with a wife and a baby coming and $2 an hour and a 10-cent raise in a year and a half. And that's when I decided I was going to become an electrician rather than a mine power apparatus salesman. And that worked out good. It's what I did the rest of my life in electronics and electrical. So we've been very blessed, but we never did have an abundance of money by any means, Steve. But we're thankful for what we got, and we raised a good family, and it's hard to ask for any more than that. Steve, I've got to let you go. I've got to try and remember this burglar alarm code and get inside and get Bernice fixed up, and the daughter's invited us over for dinner tonight, and so we're going to do that and get to see the grandsons. 73, Steve, pleasure's all mine. I'll be clear after your final. This is N0TR.
Pleasure talking with you. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you on down somewhere. 73, N0FMD.
DJ Steve Mondry.